Jason Henderson, Associate Dean of the College of Agriculture and Director of Purdue Extension.
To start off, tell me a little bit about your talk today.
So today I talked about the farm outlook and really focused on the impacts of trade and monetary policy, because when you look at ag cycles, it's always trade and monetary policy interest rates that drive big cycles. Right now in agriculture, we're at the end of the boom period, and the outlook going forward and the prospects are really going to be driven by trade.
And speaking of trade, obviously a lot going on with it right now with China and then USMCA too. Talk to me a little bit about that and how that will impact next year.
Yeah, so my colleagues at Purdue looked at if trade impacts are going to be about $11 billion loss in agricultural exports, most of that coming out of China. And so the positive aspects of it, the USMCA trade agreement, that's going to be a positive, about $450 million, but it's really the interacts with China. Earlier this week, we thought we had a tariff freeze, and that really provided a lift to soybean markets. But as the week wore on, we had some other issues in U.S.-China relationships that really just have put a damper on prospects of the market.
And then farm economy in general, as we look towards next year, as you mentioned, end of a boom, are farmers ready for this, or what can they be doing on their farm to kind of go through it?
So I think farmers are ready for this. They're looking at going forward another year where it's going to be a tough time in agriculture, I think, in 2019. And so what they can do about it is make sure that they get focused on their cost and the cost of production, making some adjustment in their production operations needed to limit their costs as well, but also figuring out where can they get some profit opportunities next year. I mean, I look at it in 2018. We had strong prices earlier in the spring. And so farmers that entered the market and sold ahead probably did pretty well than those that waited. In the market opportunities.
Anything you want to make sure farmers know, or just anything else you'd like to add in?
Yeah, so I think in terms of where they are, in terms of conversations with their bankers, to go in with three things: know your production costs, come in with a plan of how do you think you're going to be able to repay loans next year, of how you're going to make that work. And the third thing of looking at farm loan guarantee loans on that to help provide support, because that just helps with bankers in getting your agricultural loan.